A wide smile radiates from Mama Ruth's ebony skinned face. She leans into me. I smell her sweet scent. I swim through human air. This village matriarch leads an undulating procession of Jibana and Mzungu, Kenyan tribal and white women from the U.S. We sing and dance our way through the bush of dense coastal jungle in this place north of Mombasa. I see my tribe ahead, decked out in Abercrombie and Fitch, looking like Meryl Streep and Out of Africa. And I wonder how I managed to pull these middle-aged women out of their affluent digs to join this humanitarian safari. We are dancing out of the village to the site of a groundbreaking ceremony for the new community center, 4 years in the making. Together, we will lay the first bricks. An apparition, Mama Ruth, is here by my side now. She whispers in my ear. I hear a visceral, guttural Swahili dialect. I am electric, confused. I don't understand, but I'm yielding to her strength. Mama Ruth hooks her arm in mine seductively, firmly. She pulls me to break rank. Barking commands, I read the language of her body. So, you want to be a great white hope. You say you want to know more of the Jibana, yes? Then today you will become a mama, a woman. I no longer need to hear my language to understand that she's asking me to choose. Am I to be ushered through a primitive rites of passage that involves cutting? Am I signing up at 30 to bypass the best years of my orgasmic peak? My eyes now fixed on a brilliant snake flying. No, it must be dropping from a palmetto branch to the waiting earth. I hear myself say, yes, I will. We enter the village and I am soon carried through a traditional rite of passage that ends with a naming ritual. My genitalia are still intact, but my sense of time and reality fall away. During what must be a trance-induced state, I catch, slaughter, boil, pluck, and cook a chicken, much like my grandmother and my great-grandmother preparing our Thanksgiving meal in rural Texas. As if returning home, I share the rich stew in the dark, smoke-filled hut with my Jibana sisters. Finished, we emerge from our feast and encounter the blinding light of day. I am surrounded, transported by song. The women scream, ululate, stroke my back. They move me, they dance me into my new name, Mpenzi, love or loved one. In this stark light, I am aware of time now. Will my absence be noticed? I run back toward the community center. It's raining now. My body's wet. Am I crying? Am I flying? No, I see my feet now running in tennis shoes stained red. The hem of my skirt coated with an earthy mix of mud and blood, the ceremonial knife still in my hand. They will see my wild eyes and I will simply say, I am Mpenzi, loved one.